Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
It's been a goddamn hot minute since we've recorded an episode for this podcast, but we are back. We are doing what was supposed to be my pick of October, but we kind of took a little bit of a hiatus for a few weeks. And then we came back to Elm Street and focused on two episodes for that, but we're getting back on track.
Yeah, we're getting there. Don't worry.
Slowly but surely. But anyways, today we are talking about Dawn of the Dead from 2004. Because it was supposed to come out in October, I kind of had an idea of doing like an action horror movie. We did them last year as well with Spawn and something else. What was our other one last October?
We've been doing it this long?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
You picked Spawn, and I can't remember what I picked last year, but
I feel like we just did Spawn.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. Time flies when you're having fun. But anyways, yeah. So I was kind of going through a list of like action horror movies, and this one was in there. And it's been a while since I've watched it, so I figured it'd be a good one. Before we talk about the movie, though, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
So I got something very special tonight.
Is it a bottle of water?
No, it's not. No. I do have a bottle of water, though. Our American listeners probably have no idea what this is, but it is from Muskoka Brewery, and it is a Nanaimo Bar Imperial Porter.
Shit.
And it's 9% alcohol.
I saw that. That's a big-ass can, too.
It is big, yeah.
You might need to go to bed with a bottle of Advil tonight.
I know.
Does it smell like Yeah.
Not really. Like, it kind of smells like just like a chocolate stout.
Okay.
It's strong for sure.
Yeah. Taste.
Might need a few sips, I think.
Okay. All right.
It has like the chocolate taste,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not really getting that like sweet, like coconutty taste. Maybe it'll come in time.
To our American listeners, if you've never had a Nanaimo bar, if you ever come to Canada, that should be at the top of your list.
Definitely
of possibly, foods to try. I'm just drinking a boring old Michelob again.
Nice.
One that I left in the freezer overnight the other day, so I'm hoping it's still going to be okay.
Better be cold.
Oh, it's cold. Yeah. All right. What have you watched this week?
Well, you know, we just had Halloween, so
we did a
few things. All right, so watched Terrifier.
Nice.
Apparently I haven't recorded it on Letterboxd yet, so that was a good time. I'm still continuing my Hooptober, which people plot in this podcast probably don't know what that is, but anyway. I'm gonna finish it hopefully by the end of the year. So I watched Hellraiser Bloodline. Continue my Hellraiser watch. This one was not good. It's definitely taking a hit on the series now. But yeah. Watched The Pale Door, which was my movie that takes place in Texas. First watch for me. It was pretty good, actually. I don't know if you've seen this, but kind of like a witch movie. It's pretty good. And then randomly threw on Monsters, Inc.
Nice.
I don't know. It's a good movie. And then Hellraiser Inferno, which Not good either. It was more like a cop drama. Yeah, I thought the ending was cool the way they did that, but yeah.
Don't remember the ending of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting. I knew that you were gonna. I don't know, because you really liked the first, what, three?
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, okay, maybe I steered him wrong and he's actually gonna like this whole
Yeah.
franchise, but yeah,
And
you're.
then, yeah, I've been playing Resident Evil 2, so I finished that. Well, kind of, because
Okay.
there's like two characters you play as. So I finished Leon's story, and the other girl, it's like the same setting. It's just different stories, I guess. So
Yeah.
I guess Leon's was like the longest it takes, because I think it took me about 7 hours to beat, and I think the girls is only like you can beat in like 3 hours. So I don't know. I may continue with it. I may just move on to another game. So yeah.
Okay. You're not going for the platinum on that one?
No, there's a couple trophies on it that's like, yeah, I don't know. One's like, don't kill yourself all game. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah. What would you?
You're open for a challenge. Me. There's a Zoom update, so I'm all
I
wonky.
know.
All right. I watched Happy Death Day to You. That was part of I've given up on my Hooptober. I've already told you that. But I had already started this one, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna finish it.
Okay.
I liked it. I liked the first one a lot more, but this
Yeah,
one was
me too.
okay. Then I watch Melody Time, which is part of my Disney watch.
Nice.
I thought I had never seen this before, but then because this one's like another one of those like musical anthology type ones that they did throughout the 40s because they didn't have any money. And apparently I have watched this one because the first little segment I was like, shit, I remember this like vividly. But I mean, it's not great. It's just one of those. One on,
Yeah.
or one of those, I don't know, musical ones that they did. Anyways, watch Substance, which came out earlier last month, I think.
Think so, yeah.
And it's kind of taken the internet by storm, and holy fucking shit, dude.
Damn, that's quite the score.
You gotta watch this movie.
Yeah.
It has like shock value of Barbarian, and just like a really good story. But like Demi Moore in this movie, man, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like she can act. I don't know.
Yeah. How would you rate like the body horror,
Oh, it's through the roof.
like would I fucking hate it, or like is it like not like crazy?
I think you could handle it. Like it's very
Yeah.
Cronenberg-esque.
Okay.
But it's like super over the top, so I think you'd be all right.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't necessarily consider it super gory. It's just like I don't
Yeah.
know, kind of over the top, but
Okay.
it's really fucking good and you should watch
Where
it.
did you rank that in your movies this year so far?
Actually, I haven't updated that list, so I don't know, but if I was to like where's my list? Like I probably put it. Oh yeah, it's breaking top five right now for sure. Like
Yeah.
it's gonna go above Immaculate. I think I gotta revamp this a bit too, because I don't know. I think Late Night with the Devil deserves to be in the top five. But yeah, it would break top five right now.
Nice.
But I still have a lot of 2024 movies I have to watch, man.
I know, me too.
I only have 32 logged. But yeah, so I've been doing that. Trying to get the platinum on Mortal Kombat 1. So I've been plugging away at it. I have a couple trophies left, but I have to wait until November sometime, like another month almost, to get the platinum on that one.
Wait, wait.
Because they do a seasons thing, like a invasions
Oh,
seasons.
right, you're saying that, yeah.
Yeah, and I missed, you have to do a Titan battle, and I missed the Titan that showed up because it only shows up for like 3 days per season. So I have to wait. But it is what it
Darn.
is. Yeah. All right, for the box office. So this was last weekend that just passed. So that would have been November. We were the 5th today. So I don't know.
First.
Yeah, first to third. Yeah, that's how it works. In 5th place, we have Tom Hanks's new one called Here. It brought in 4.8 million. In its opening weekend, Sarah's grandmother went and saw it with one of her friends, and she said it was one of the worst movies she's ever seen. But
Oh, okay.
she's also like 70, so I don't know if I'm gonna take her word for it.
I apologize to any 70-year-olds listening to this podcast.
I mean, it might be really good. I don't know. In 4th place, we have Conclave, which is Ralph Fiennes' new movie. It brought in 5 million. In 3rd, we have Smile 2, which brought in 6.7.
Oh, nice.
It's
Those are
actually
nice.
doing pretty well.
Yeah.
It's at 52.6 total domestic. The Wild Robots in 2nd place, it brought in 7.4 million for a grand total of 121 million. And in 1st place, we have Venom, The Last Dance,
Yeah.
with
Yep.
a staggering 25.9 million. You haven't watched, no, you haven't gone to see that yet, eh?
No. I haven't even watched the second one yet.
Oh, okay. I liked the second one. Carnage was cool. All right, what do we have for 4Ks?
Okay. So 4Ks, we got The Crow.
Nice.
Absolutely sick covers for probably a shit movie. But anyway.
Those covers are really cool.
The 4:30 movie. No idea what that is. Fright. White Christmas. Krampus, the Naughty Cut. Escape from New York.
Nice.
Pretty sick steelbook. You Gotta Believe. Luke Wilson, didn't even know he was still acting. Rules of Engagement.
Okay.
Trap. One Piece Film Red. Wizard of Oz.
Oh, sick.
We Were Soldiers. Godzilla 1954 Criterion Collection. That'd be a good one to have.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. I want that Wizard of Oz. All right, so decent week for 4Ks then. Cool beans. All right, you ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Dawn of the Dead from 2004. The synopsis: a nurse, a policeman, a young married couple, a salesman, and other survivors walk into a bar.
Is that a punchline to a joke?
I was trying to make one. No, but a nurse, a policeman, a young married couple, a salesman, and other survivors of a worldwide plague that is producing aggressive flesh-eating zombies take refuge in a mega Midwestern shopping mall. Shopping mall is such a sick location for a fucking
Oh
zombie
man,
apocalypse.
it is like, I'm sure we'll get into it, but
Yeah.
it just reminded me of what was that?
Dead Rising.
Yeah, Dead Rising.
Yes, I
Oh
put that
man.
in my review.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, yeah, if it ever happens in real life, I'm holding up in a fucking mall.
Yeah.
Not our mall, but maybe I'll head
No.
up your way.
Yeah.
Fucking hang out at the Brockville Mall.
You're in last fucking 10 minutes there.
Let's go to Bulk Burn. This was directed by Zack Snyder, who has done some good movies and some not so good movies. He has 300 under his belt, Justice League and Zack Snyder's Justice League, Army of the Dead, which is kind of like a standalone sequel to this one, Rebel Moon 1 and 2, Watchmen, Sucker Punch, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman. And I don't know, he directed some music videos and shit too. This was actually his like first big budget movie too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's your favorite Zack Snyder movie?
off the rip, probably like, you look here, probably 300.
Okay. It's kind of where I always lean into, either that or
Yeah.
Watchmen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. Yeah, because like the rest of his movies, I don't know. I haven't watched Man of Steel in a long time. I mean, Zack Snyder's Justice League is amazing, but it's fucking 4 hours long, so you know. But the rest of his movies, like the Army of the Dead and the Rebel Moon movies, were just. I haven't watched the second one, but like I don't even want to watch it. Like I have no interest in it. So, yeah.
Safe to say, top three, 300, Watchmen, Justice League,
Yeah.
director's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at too. All right, the cast, we have Sarah Paully, who plays Anna, Big Daddy Ving Rhames playing Kenneth,
Yeah.
Jake Weber, who plays Michael. Mekhi Phifer, who I totally forgot was in this movie, played Andre. And fucking Ty Burrell playing Steve.
Yeah.
I texted you. I was like, yo, Phil Dunphy's in this movie. I forgot about that. He was such a piece of shit, but I loved his character at the same time.
Oh man, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Some honorable mentions. I have Michael Kelly, Kevin Zegers, Lindy Booth, our boy Tom Savini,
Yep.
and Ken Foree. I don't know if you had anybody else or not.
The guy that played Frank looked really familiar.
Was that the old guy?
The dad.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Frewer.
He's just like one of those guys.
Yeah.
The old guy, I can't remember what his name was in this movie, but he played the scientist in Half Baked that gives Dave Chappelle the weed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, also, Ken Foree, who played
The
was,
Evangelist on TV. Yeah.
yeah. He was, well, Big Joe Grizzly. Oh shit, and he was in the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Shit.
I feel like
Huh?
Savini was too.
Maybe.
I feel like that's why they had them on here.
But I thought that what's his name? The guy that played CJ, what's his name? Michael Kelly. I thought he
Michael
was so
Kelly, yeah.
good in this movie.
Oh man, he's wicked.
Like he was so good as just that asshole. But yeah.
Kevin Zegers from Air Bud fame.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And he's in Frozen as well, not the Disney one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
All right. So, question.
Okay.
Is this one of the best opening scenes in any horror movie?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's for me, it's directly behind Ghost Ship.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I'm gonna say Ghost Ship, and then I'm gonna say 28 Weeks Later, and then I'm gonna say this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, it's good. And it's so good. They even put in 4-year-old virgin.
That's true. They did. I forgot about that. Yeah, man, this opening is just fucking crazy.
Oh man, it just puts you right into just the action. Like he doesn't waste any fucking time. Like the movie, I think, is an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It doesn't really feel that long, because it's just kind of, there's not a ton of action in it. Like more of the action's kind of near the end. It's just them just fucking, you know,
Surviving.
surviving and stuff. But yeah, I love the opening to this scene, like the first, you know, 10 minutes, just amazing. So they were at the hospital, there was a doctor, there was a man bitten in the hand. Anna, our main character, is a nurse there, and she's finishing up her shift, going home. And I also love the way this movie was filmed. I thought the widescreen was like just perfect. Like when I was younger and like watching like VHS and stuff or DVDs, and it's like, oh, do you want to pick the widescreen or the like full version? I'd be like, the fucking full screen, obviously, because you get the
Yeah.
full screen.
I don't want
But
these
like,
black bars.
yeah, but like now, like when you're like older, you kind of like appreciate it, like, oh, this actually looks a lot better than, you know, what it would like stretched out, right? Yeah, it's the next morning. She's in bed with her husband, and the door opens and their daughter's there. And I love that you don't get any like introduction or names to the husband. I don't think they say the husband's name. Maybe they do. But just the daughter just opens the door, just immediate zombie. And they're not like, oh, you know, Sophie or whatever. It's just like, nope. The daughter comes in, just fucking bites the dad's neck, and then fucking chaos ensues. I love it.
She's actually the neighbor's daughter, which makes it even more crazy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because this little zombie just fucking broke into their house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was the daughter.
No, I used to think that too, but I think at some point in this whole chaotic thing, we find out that it's the neighbor. Yeah, she fucking rips his throat out. And then he changes super quick. So that's one gripe that I have with this movie is like some of them change within like 5 hours and then some of them are instantaneous. So there's like a lot of continuity errors, I guess. But yeah, he immediately turns, starts attacking Anna.
And
And
yeah, she can't. She's trying to call 911, but it's like a busy signal, basically. And she's trying to
then.
help the husband, and then yeah, he just goes fucking nuts. Turns into a zombie. She like fucking, I think she headbutts him really hard in the head, and she runs into the bathroom. And I love this scene because she just is fucking like running into the tub. Just like slams the door and then like trips over the tub and like smashes into the wall. And like, I just the way this all one shot, I thought it was awesome.
And it felt really real. Like it felt like this is how this would actually happen in real life. Like we see in horror movies all the time, people are tripping and falling all over the place. But like this just felt real.
Oh, it's just the husband, the fucking headbutts to the door. It's like, ugh. And like the zombies in this movie, like, are fucking scary, man. They are, especially this dad. He's just going fucking nuts. Like,
They are bloodthirsty.
they are. So she opens up the window in the bathroom. She runs out and she gets into the car. The dad just fucking comes out. He's just like standing there, just pajamas and stuff, and just like hops on the car and like smashes the window, and she starts driving off. And I love this whole scene too of like her driving just her whole neighborhood is going into chaos. There's like I love she's like driving away and the husband's like chasing after him, and then like you see in the background just someone like watering their lawn, and the husband just like looks over and he's just like and just like runs over to the neighbor. Oh man, so funny.
In the midst of all this chaos, we get Johnny Cash playing for the opening credits. It's just, I don't know, I just think it's an awesome transition into
I love, yeah, because there's like a someone asks her for help. She just like keeps driving away. Then she comes up to like a bus that's like pulled over, and some guy like comes in and tries to steal her car and stuff, but she gets away. And yeah, like this opening credits I thought were fucking sick. Like you get like the montage of all like the old school just like chaos happening, and then like you get this overhead shot of like just a car driving and a car just fucking plowing through the intersection and just like destroying it. I love that opening scene as well. So in the midst of all this, Anna crashes her car down into the ditch, and she wakes up, and our boy Kenneth is there, Vin Rames. He's a cop, He's got his fucking shotgun and he's ready to go. So he kind of takes her along and he is going to Fort something to find his brother. Fort
Fort
Pastor.
Pastor, yeah.
Yeah. To find his brother. And they're like walking through a tunnel and then they see another group. And immediately Andres just starts shooting at him. So it's yeah, Andre, Michael, and the Andre's wife's name, which is
Luda.
Luda. Yeah, Luda. How could I forget that?
Luda.
Yeah, that's all I could think of. So yeah, Kenneth says they're going to Fort Pastor, and then Michael and Andre say, well, you don't want to go that way. It's like chaos there. And they're like, well, how do you know? Like, we just came from that way. We're going to the mall. And it's like, oh, convenient. It's right there behind us. Yeah, so pretty much the whole movie takes place in the mall for the most part. And like we said at the beginning, like I couldn't think of a better place, honestly,
Yeah.
to camp out, because you got food, you got drinks, you got places to sleep, you got things to do. Probably, if this is in the States, maybe a gun store, so everything there to protect yourself. They got roll down locked doors, but they still kind of fuck it up anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree fully. I would try and find the closest mall that I could. The only downfall is that there's so many points of entry, so you'd have to like really go around and check everything. But yeah, like you said, like either that or a fucking grocery store, man, because grocery stores these days, or like a Walmart or something, like you have everything that you could need.
That's true.
Because most of those places are selling like fucking camping equipment and shit like that too now, right?
That's true.
But yeah. Now, if there was a zombie apocalypse, would you be like what would you do? Like, would you be trying to find other people, or would you just kind of stay in one spot and hide out?
I would probably go to people I know,
Okay.
like family and friends. 'Cause if I'm gonna die, I'd rather be with the people I love,
That's fair, yeah.
and the more people you have, realistically, the better chance you have of surviving, right? But
Yeah.
yeah, what would you?
I think I'm the same, yeah. I would be trying to find people for sure. Yeah. I feel like terrible as this sounds, I feel like being with my family, like not my family that I live with now, but like I feel like my mom would be useless in this situation. Sorry if you're listening, but legit. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like she would just scream the whole time. But yeah, I'd be trying to find people for sure. I'd try and find like hunters, guys with guns.
I would drive by my grandma's and my uncle's because he's a hunter, so I'd pick them up. Hey, let's go.
But yeah, I don't know if I think I would try and find somewhere that I could reinforce and then just kind of bunker down.
Also, Luda is pregnant as well.
Yes, she is
Andre's wife.
very fucking
They're
pregnant.
very pregnant. So they get to the mall. Obviously it's locked, so they have to try and get into this kind of side door. And right off the bat, this fucking one zombie, this Asian zombie, is fucking terrifying. He's got fucking one arm and he's just like going nuts, running after them. It's crazy. I love when they get into the mall and they're in like a, I don't know, like a sleep store or whatever, like Bed Bath and Beyond kind of thing. And the place is like locked down and they can't get out. And Michael like looks at like the window. He has like a crowbar and looks at the crowbar and I guess he doesn't think he can like break the window, right? So he's like looking around and like looks at the toilet, and then all of a sudden, just the toilet goes crashing through the window.
I didn't get that because I don't know. Whatever. They both would have worked, I think. You had
I
the
think
crowbar in
so
your hand
too, but
already.
so they get to this kind of main area, like the water fountain and stuff, and all these like doors, all the doors, like the entrance to the mall is like, like 10 doors and they're all like see-through, right? So like the zombies can obviously look right in there. So they decide to just kind of check out the place and make sure everything's like good and secure, right? So I think it's Andre and Michael that split off first. Michael ends up in a sports store, and picks up a croquet bat, and he sees on this door there's like something there and shadows and stuff. And I don't know why he did, like, just fucking leave it shut, But he opens the door and there's a zombie eating another guy, and the zombie attacks him and almost fucking dies, right? It's like, just leave the door closed, like, I don't know. But yeah. And Andre sees a zombie as well outside. So I think like the zombies, they kind of know that there's people in there now. Cause like once like, one or two come up on like the window, then like all the zombies are like, hey, what's going on over there, right?
Do you think they like release like a pheromone that like alerts all the other zombies?
Maybe,
Do you think they're
maybe.
that advanced? What is it, like bees, I think, that do that whenever they sting you, it attracts other bees to come to you.
Whenever Ken cut his arm, did you think that like, ooh, he may turn into a zombie now? Like, did you think that, or just kind of like, oh shit, it's a bad cut?
No, I just it was just a bad cut because he didn't get bit, right? Like we watch him smash his arm off the
No.
it's like a funnel kind of thing in the fountain.
So they meet the security guards on the second floor, CJ and I forget the other two's names.
Bart and Terry.
Oh yeah, fucking Bart. So Bart and Terry are assholes. They're fucking terrible. Although CJ, who
No,
comes, he.
CJ and Bart are terrible.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said Bart and Terry.
Oh no, okay, yeah. CJ and Bart are terrible. Although CJ comes around for me at the end. And then Terry's kind of like the newbie, like he's like the rookie kind of thing. So they're on the second floor and they got like all these TVs they're watching and stuff. And we see Tom Savini. He's, yeah, it's hilarious. We see that Luda did in fact get bit. But at this point, they don't know anything really about it. Even
Yeah,
though
they're
like
still
they're,
trying to learn.
yeah, like even though they're watching the TV and like CJ keeps complaining, like, God, we keep saying the same things we know already, So like, why haven't the experts like realized? Oh, people turn from bites, and even Anna, like she witnessed it firsthand at the beginning of the movie, right? And she doesn't kind of chip in until like later, whenever it's too late. But they're on the top of the roof, and you now see how many fucking zombies there are outside.
Fucking
And there is
crazy.
a lot. Because they're in, what city are they in again?
I don't remember. I know the synopsis said
Oh,
a
it's
Midwestern mall.
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in Milwaukee. And so across the street, there's a guy who owns a gun store. His name is Andy, and he's kind of talking to the people across the street with his giant signs, and him and Ken kind of get a relationship going. They do see a helicopter that comes by because Fort Pastor is nearby, but the helicopter doesn't stop. And so the whole movie, pretty much Andre is saying to Luda, like, all the choppers are going to come back. Like, don't worry, So it's now nighttime and the security guards are locking all the other people up. And I love that when they're locking them up, Terry or CJ is like, "Don't be stealing shit either." It's like, there's fucking zombies. Why is that even
Yeah.
on your mind?
Take off your fucking security guard hat. Settle down.
So they're up on the roof and they see this truck kind of going fucking nuts coming into the parking lot. And there's new people that have arrived. And so obviously CJ and the other guards don't want to let new people in, right? Which is understandable, you know. So the truck is like backing up, and I love that Michael and I think it's Andre that's like downstairs and they're like listening. They're like, why are they backing up? You just see like the fucking truck just plowing through the guardrails and just smashes into the back. So the people in the truck, they end up climbing on top and climbing up to the roof. But Andre and Michael are outside, so they're fucking out there shooting zombies and stuff, you know. And so they all decide that they are going to put CJ and Bart in the holding cell. They or the actually they put Terry in there too, I think, right? Yeah, because they pretty CJ and them like lock up the people like at nighttime, right? So it's like, and then the next morning it's like, I don't know, like 9 o'clock and they're still in there. And Anna's like to Terry, like, "Okay, can you let us out? Because like the bathroom here is fake. We can't go to the bathroom." And then like he lets him out, and then like later on CJ is like, "Why the fuck did you do that?" And oh man, yeah, that's funny. What'd you think of the new crew that was coming in? First impressions.
Honestly, I love them. Like, I think Norma is such a badass old woman.
Yeah.
And we got Steve, who's played by Ty Burrell, and he's such a piece of shit, but he's, I don't know, he's
Yeah.
fun. And
He is.
then Tucker, who's just like a, I don't know, red-blooded redneck.
Yeah.
He's actually Canadian, the actor that plays him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we have Glenn, who's the older guy, Monica, and Frank and his daughter, and then the fucking old woman who has been bitten, and they just roll her in a fucking wheelbarrow.
Oh man, she is so fucked up, man. She does not look good.
No.
Like, if I was Anna and saw that, I'd be like, okay, she's tr a zombie in like 2 seconds. Like,
Yeah, the rest of you can come in. She has
yeah.
to stay outside.
Yeah. So Ken learns that they just came from Fort Pastor. He's kind of asking them, like, well, what's everyone doing? Because his brother is there. And they say, not good. And then, like, Steve is just like straight up like, everyone's fucking dead. They're zombies. And then, like, Ed is like, come on, man. Like, and the whole time, Steve is with just like having sex and like drinking stuff with Monica's her name. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Which, I mean, why not have fun? You're trapped in this place.
Yeah. So Ken can't really go anywhere. Well, he can, but doesn't, you know. He's pissed off, so he goes to the roof and he just kind of builds his relationship with Andy. They're kind of like joking back and forth and stuff like that. And
Playing
yeah.
chess.
I mean, the one scene later on, like when everyone's just like having fun and they're on top, like playing chess, and it was just I liked it.
It had like a very human feel to it.
Yeah. It made me wish I would be trapped in a mall, you know.
Yeah.
To do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. No rules in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So yeah, the fat lady, she's in the bed. She is not looking good. I love the fucking the makeup and stuff on her. Like, holy shit. So Anna's taking care of them. And I think she's like looking at Frank or something, and then the Steve is like, "What are you, a fucking doctor?" She's like, "No, I'm a nurse, actually, asshole." So she's looking at Frank, who got bit in the hand, and he doesn't look good right at the bat. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be okay. Like, go look after Tucker. He like hurt his foot through the bat or something like that." So she goes and is with Tucker, and then the old lady in the bed is like, she starts like convulsing and doing weird shit, and then she's like just wheezes. And Anna goes up to her and, listens to her, and she's dead. That out of nowhere, just fucking, although the camera's like facing the lady in the background, but she's like blurry, and then just like sits up, and it's like, holy shit.
And she's got
And
the
then,
sheet over her face.
and then she just like stands up and is running towards Anna. She just grabs a fucking poker and just jabs her in the eye. That was sick.
Yeah, even she had some speed to her.
She did,
Like, good on this actress, because this was a big woman. And she looked like a full-on linebacker.
So they're kind of all meeting in the cafeteria area, and Anna says, "I think it's the bites that are turning people," and no one really believes her at first, but then she's like, "Well, I saw it firsthand, she doesn't tell them her husband died, but the lady just turned from the bite. And then I think Michael just comes out and says it, like, "Well, we gotta kill Frank." And Anna's like all against it, even though she knows that that's the only way. And she's kind of like ripping Michael, like, "How can you say that? Like, his daughter is out here. She already lost like her brothers and her mother." And then Ken is like, "He's right. Like, we gotta kill Frank." So they go up to Frank, and he looks like the nicest fucking guy.
I know, I've this man, this scene, this was sad.
He's so calm and just seems like such a nice dad. Like, I feel so bad for the daughter. Like, they go up to her. It's Michael and Anna, and they're like, basically, like, "Frank, it's the bite that turns people." And he's like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, she says, like, "No, I'm not sure." And then Michael in the background is like, "She's sure." She just doesn't want to say it, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's thinking with her heart instead of her brain in that moment.
And then meanwhile, while this is happening, Andre fucking is at the baby store, and he is setting up shop there for the rest of the few days that they're there. But yeah, the Ken killing Frank, that was it was sad.
Yeah, 'cause I mean Frank and his daughter Nicole, they like it shows them having this like super long embrace, and like she's crying and he's crying, and he's telling her how proud he is of her and like how happy he was to be her father, and it's like a very touching moment. And while this is all happening, you can see Frank like starting to slip.
Oh man, the makeup and stuff in this movie is so good.
Like he I don't know, like you can see his skin starting to go gray, and he's starting to get like the blue veins that we've seen.
Yeah, he's like sweating a lot.
And he's starting to like he's already a really thin guy, but you can see his cheeks are starting to become more gaunt. And yeah, like you know what's coming, but it's super sad.
It is. And then his fucking line, he says at the very end too, right? When he tells like Ken, like, "I want every last second I can have." And then like he dies, and then the movie cuts to, I think, the daughter, Michael and Anna, and you hear the gunshot, and then the daughter runs away and she hides, and Terry is kind of watching her in the camera, and he kind of, he consoles her the rest of the movie, right? And kind of is there for her through all this because she's lost her whole family, right? But yeah, honestly, one of my favorite scenes in this movie is when there's no zombies happening, and it is the montage of Everyone is having a good time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Andy is playing chess on the roof with Ken. Steve is having fun with his girl video, just setting up the camera videotape, and it's and one of the sickest covers ever. They have a jazz band playing Down with the Sickness, and it's so good.
I meant to see who it was that does that.
But they're on the roof and they're playing chess, and Ken writes to Andy like, "Hey, we need a new game." So then they come up with a game where they're looking for celebrities in the zombie crowd, and they write what celebrity it is, and Andy has to try and shoot them. So there's like Jay Leno, then there's
Burt Reynolds,
Burt Reynolds, and more.
Rosie.
Oh yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
So the band that did the cover of Down with the Sickness, Lounge Against the Machine.
That's amazing.
So good. But yeah, I love that cover too. It's great.
So yeah, we see that Luda is definitely turning into a zombie. We learn later that Andre has decided to tie her up and is gonna basically force her to have the baby. Yeah, that's wild.
That's quite the scene.
It is, yeah. We learn that Michael was a dad. It's a very quick thrown in there thing that nobody catches except for Anna. She really like picks up on, and she's starting to fall for Michael, even though it's been like fucking a week, you know.
This scene's really sad too with Michael. 'Cause yeah, what does she ask him? Like, what were you bad at or something like that? And
Oh,
he
they're
says,
talking about stuff that they were, yeah, good at and bad at, or something like that. Yeah.
yeah, and they start with him with the bad at, and he's like, well, I was bad at being a husband. Like I tried it three times. And then she's like, well, what are you good at? And he's like, being a dad. He's like, yeah, I think I was good at being a dad. And like you just know that this poor guy's fucking whole family is gone. Just another one of those scenes.
Yeah, it reminded me of Zombieland, like with what's his name's character, because like the whole movie it's saying that like, oh, you think it's his dog that died, but then later on you learn that that is his son that died.
Yeah, oh man. I remember, oh, the first time watching that fucking gut-wrenching.
So yeah, back to our boy Andre, who he's having the baby.
Oh.
And you know, birth is probably hard for women,
Whoa.
but
Tread lightly there. There's no
how
probably about it.
about how
We
about
do
you
have
try?
female listeners.
How
Sorry.
about you do that whenever you're turning into a zombie?
Yeah. I
That's rough.
mean, it might be better for her though, because she's probably not feeling pain as much.
I guess she doesn't give birth, right? Because she dies.
Yeah. Yeah, because she
Because.
doesn't.
No, because the baby's still in there, but I think it comes out on its own, doesn't it, when she's dead?
Because she hemorrhages at one point, and like that was gross. But yeah, she dies, like her human form dies. And then I think she has the baby before she reanimates, right? Yeah, she does, because he kisses her on the lips, and then he like moves his head down to her belly, and the baby, he still hears the baby moving. So I don't know if he like went in, or if it was like a C-section, or what, like however he got the baby out somehow though. That's fucked up.
It is, yeah. So yeah, meanwhile, Michael and Ken and CJ and Bart are going for the generators in the parking garage. Oh yeah, Ken's going too. And obviously chaos ensues. Bart gets bit by a zombie. Tons of zombies down there. They end up making it out. But yeah.
I love this scene too because they keep seeing this shadow and they're like, what the fuck is it? Like, it's moving so fast. Like, oh my God, what is it? And then it's a little dog that comes out. And then they're like, well, there's obviously nothing down here because they would have went after him, like after the dog. And I no sooner say that, and then there's a fucking legless zombie just hanging out in the fucking water pipes in the ceiling, and it just jumps down. And then, yeah, it's nuts down there.
It is,
There's like hundreds of zombies.
So yeah, Luda is dead. Anna and the older lady, what's the old lady's name again?
Norma.
Norma. They're kind of like cleaning up, and then Anna's like, I'm gonna go check on Luda and Andre because I haven't seen them in a while. And then Norma is like, no, I know, I'll go. So she goes to the baby store and like there's all these blankets set up and it's very dark, and then she looks in and sees that Andre is holding a baby. You can't see the baby, is covered in blankets, and then she sees Luda dead. So Norma's like, oh, what the fuck? And like pulls out her gun.
She's
Oh
reanimated
wait,
at this
because
point.
Luda isn't dead. She comes back as a zombie, right? And so Andre, the dumb motherfucker that he is, he's like sees that she's pointing the gun at Luda, and he's like, you're gonna take my family and hurt my family, and fucking shoots her. And they have this slow-mo shoot off. They shoot each other. They both end up dead. Oh man. Yeah. And then you see the fucking baby zombie. Oh. Because they hear the gunshots and they go in and they see Norma's dead and they're like, what the fuck happened? And they see the story that's being told right now. And then they see the baby zombie, and then they have to shoot it, obviously. But yeah.
Horrible, horrible CGI on this zombie, though.
It was, yeah. There's a couple CGI things in this movie that weren't that great, but so they decide they have to get out of there. It's time to go. Because like, I don't know, I feel like they could have stayed there longer, right?
Yeah, I don't understand why they wanted to get out of there so quick. Because who was it? They're all up on the roof, and Steve's going on about his boat, and I think it's Anna. That's like Steve's like, "What do you want to do? Fucking hop on my boat and go to an island?" And then Anna's like, "That's actually not a bad idea." And then that's kind of what their end goal is now at this point. And they're like, oh yeah, I saw some buses down in the garage. Like, let's go reinforce them.
Let's spend fucking 2 hours reinforcing these buses with the fucking, I don't know where they got all that material, and I guess they have a welder on their crew now.
The fuck did they get snowplows from?
I was gonna say that too. One of them has like this giant ass fucking thing on it. But
Big plow on the front end of it.
anyway,
The buses did look sick, though.
they do. They got two of them, and then Michael's like all like happy. Just take a shot of something.
Well, I drank my beer, so I'm just drinking my sortilege that's sitting here.
Jesus. It's like, just fucking take a chug of whiskey. Jesus.
Straight from the bottle.
So these two buses, I love the Michael, like he's in the bus with Anna and he's like, check this out. He's got a fucking giant ass chainsaw. He's like, well, they jump on and then they start kissing and they assume presumably have sex together. So they'll be leaving in 5 days. Ken tells Andy. Andy writes back. He's clearly skinny as fuck. He has nothing left. He's like hungry. So Ken's like, we gotta get Andy. We gotta do this sooner because he's not gonna survive. So they decide, where did they get the dog from?
From the downstairs.
Oh, in the parking garage?
Yeah, I
Oh,
just
you did say that. Sorry, yeah. You're right. So they're gonna put food on the dog and like lower down, and the daughter is like, she's attached herself to someone else, right? So she's like, don't send the dog, what they call the dog again?
Chips.
Chips, yeah. So they send the dog down with this pack, and they're lucky that it's a fucking smart dog that they got, right? It's like a sheep dog, right? So they put it down, it's just like weaving through, gets to the door, and Andy lets it in from the small door, but then a zombie, I guess, miraculously sees this small door and just like shoots right down into it. Anyway, zombie gets in, Andy gets bit, but then the daughter escapes and hijacks the truck and is going to get the
The
dog.
fucking dog, man. Like,
Yeah.
I get it. I like dogs, but it's
Yeah.
just like fucking
Oh man.
hell.
So she's in there and she's on the radio and she's like, I don't know where Andy is, and then like Andy's like a fucking zombie already, so she's locked herself in a closet. So Ken and all of them are like, we gotta go save her, so they gotta do their plan early, basically, right? So they get to Andy's. Obviously it's a fucking gun store, so they fucking, got
Stock
all the
up.
guns and stock up. And this is where CJ, I think, really turns around for me. He takes control, like he's actually a real fucking cop, not just a security guard. Because like he's in there, he ends up, is it here? No, maybe later. Someone here grabs a propane tank and just fucking chucks it in. And oh yeah, CJ's up on the roof and he shoots the propane tank. And I love that the daughter is like, how are you gonna know if he hits it? And then you just hear like a boom, and then the Ken and Mike are like, all right, let's go.
I love the scene of them going across the street too. Like, it felt like a video game the way they're going through. Like Ken's just blasting zombies with a shotgun. Even Steve's getting a few kills with a pistol that he's got.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a cool scene.
So they, who's all in the sewer? Is everyone in the sewer or just CJ and Tucker? I forget. But Tucker falls into the sewer and fucks up his ankle even more. And I love this scene too, whenever CJ's like, all right, man, hold on, just hands Tucker the two guns and is dragging them like across. And then obviously Tucker, he unfortunately dies and getting killed by the zombies. And then he's like to CJ, he's like, shoot me, shoot me. And CJ, does the good thing, shoots him in the head and kills him. I mean,
He does.
this final scene, was there anything in this scene that kind of stood out to you when they're making the runaway? Go for it.
Oh, they fucking, whenever they hit that wall of zombies,
Yeah.
like, holy shit, dude. 'Cause like how you mentioned earlier, the way that they film this with the widescreen and stuff. So they're driving and everything's good, and you think they're gonna escape, and then it kind of pans out, and you just see like hundreds of thousands of zombies, and the buses can't move at this point. And like the chainsaw comes in handy a little bit, like it's kind of chopping the legs off the zombies that are on the side of the bus. But I love the propane tank scene in this one.
It's so good.
It's fucking
It
wicked.
reminded me of the opening scene in Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they throw the propane tank out and they shoot it and it blows up and you see the zombies like one by one fall down. Like that
Yeah.
like wind, that's like the explosion.
I love, like, because CJ gets out of the top hatch and he's jacked. Like, you don't realize how jacked he is until this scene. And he takes it and he just hucks this propane tank that's got a flare on it. So it attracts the zombies to it. And then you just see one zombie out of like all these hundreds of thousands. And he just like picks it up and he kind of like looks at it. And he holds it up a little bit for whatever reason.
I thought he was gonna throw it.
I thought so too, yeah. And then CJ just shoots it and it's a massive explosion. Way bigger than the first one that they shot.
Oh yeah, way bigger. So in one truck, there is Ken, I think it's Ken. Ken, the priest, Monica, Steve, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And for whatever fucking reason, this scene pissed me off so much. They're driving and there's zombies on it, and the priest decides to pick up the chainsaw. The chainsaw that is probably, I don't know, 25 pounds. This guy's probably in his 70s. Fucking, they're turning a corner and he starts it, and for whatever reason, they fucking crash, and he just cuts off Monica's arm, ends up killing himself in the process.
Yeah.
It's like, who gave this guy the fucking chainsaw?
I feel like Monica had more upper body strength than he did.
Seriously, yeah. So their bus crashes. The other buses keeps going. They don't see it happen. But they crash, and Steve just gets out, and he's like, "Fuck this," and he leaves. He ends up getting bit. And I gotta say, Ty Burrell is a fucking scary zombie.
He was, yeah.
Holy shit, he was so good,
He
man.
did a great job.
He did. He really did.
He would have done Phil Dunphy proud with his fucking Halloween specials.
He would have, yeah.
Yeah.
Now they love Halloween.
Anna.
Who ends up shooting him? Is it
Yeah,
Michael? Oh, Anna does? Okay, yeah.
because remember on the roof, he says to her, he's like, because whenever they're shooting the celebrity lookalikes, she's like, did you guys like have like bad childhoods or something? And he's
Yeah.
like, listen, lady, I give you full fucking permission that if I ever turn into one of those things, you can shoot me right in the head. She's like, oh, I will. And then there's just a, I don't know, a perfect callback to that.
Yeah. So they went back for the other surviving people. They made it to the arena. For whatever reason, they can't hit the brakes and they fucking crash into the dock, and I feel like
I don't know.
there's a bit of too much, I don't know, drama. Because the buses crashed and they're all getting out of there. And it seems like they're all going to survive. But then CJ is like, no, you guys go ahead. It's like, okay, nice guy, CJ now. But like the rest of the movie, even before the explosion, the zombies aren't going past the bus. They're not going near the water at all. So why is CJ even having to sacrifice himself? Right? But I love this scene with him. He's in there with the zombies. He's fucking, shooting them. And then he sees the giant ass propane beside him. What does he say?
Can't remember what he says.
He's like, ah, oh, fuck, as if, or something like that. And then he like fucking explodes the propane tank and kills himself. So the bus blows it up and they got on the boat. And then Michael realizes, or he tells them that he was bit back whenever the bus crashed. So he's like, I'm gonna stay back by myself. Obviously, Anna's upset because she's, falling for him, and he's like, no, I gotta do this. So they go off on their own, and she's watching him back, and he just puts the gun up to his head and kills himself. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
They get on the boat.
Yeah.
Terry finds a video camera.
Oh, right.
And there's a whole bunch of sex going on the video camera because it's Steve's.
Yeah.
And then they get to the island and they're just like, okay, sick. Like, it doesn't look like anybody's here. And then they see a group of zombies like running through the forest. And then this group of zombies chases them back to the dock. And then the camera drops and you just hear like a big scuffle. And you can only assume that everybody ends up dying.
Was that after credit scene or mid credit scene?
It was kind of like all during the credits, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I stopped, like, as soon as the credits started rolling, I stopped the movie, so
Oh shit. Okay, so you missed a bunch then.
I guess.
Yeah, so they get there and it's this island is overrun by zombies somehow.
Okay.
So it's presumed that everybody just dies.
Oh, shit. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I kind of like that ending though, how
Yeah.
like it leaves it open, But I mean,
What was the other movie that I had or I have? It's another like of the dead movie. It's like the city in the middle and there's like the river and the zombies like go under the river to the fucking the city.
wasn't that 28 weeks later?
No.
What was that one?
I have it. Land of the Dead.
Oh fuck, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, that's the way the bolts fly.
Yeah. All right, how did you rate this movie?
So pretty sure. I always hide my ratings on Letterboxd and then I forget what I rated it. I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I really like this movie a lot. It may be up there with one of the Zack Snyder movies, my favorites, honestly, between 300 and Watchmen. It's just a good time. It's funny, the action is great. I love the way it's filmed. The makeup effects, the soundtrack. Honestly, I could probably bring it higher than 4 to 5. It's just,
Fuck, okay.
it's really fucking good, man. It's a good zombie movie. The acting isn't like superb, but I feel like the actors do enough where you either like or hate their characters a lot. Like the spectrum is like, so yeah, I'll give it a 4 to 5. Honestly, I'd probably rate it higher. It's a good time, man.
Okay,
I
that's
haven't
fair.
watched this in like a quite a long time, so yeah. What about you?
Nice. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5, but
Wow, okay.
I don't know, you're kind of pleading, you're pleading a good case. Like maybe I could put it at a 4. Because I do, like, I think it's a really good movie, a really good zombie movie. And I think this came out at the perfect time, like 2004. This is when the whole zombie boom was kind of happening with The Walking Dead and like all of these of the dead movies that came out. So I think Zack Snyder really did this at a proper time. And like considering this was his first big budget movie, I think he knocked it out of the park. I think it was really good. Like the overkill and the CGI, and I found like the acting was good, but the dialogue a lot of the time brought it down. But I mean, we did have some really heartfelt moments that actually made you feel sad for the characters, and it made them feel more human. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will bump it up to a 4. But yeah, because the special, like the practical effects were really good in this movie. And like we mentioned before, like I loved Dead Rising growing up, and this is super reminiscent of that.
It is, yeah.
So yeah, maybe I will bump it up to a 4.
Woohoo!
Yeah. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: a kinetic, violent, and surprisingly worthy remake of George Romero's horror classic that pays homage to the original while working on its own terms. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like an 82.
You're a little high.
Okay, yeah, I know. I thought so.
It's still certified fresh, but the critics scored it a 77%.
Okay.
That's on 192 reviews and an average score of 6.8 out of 10. It's a lot higher than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
'Cause like, I don't know, a zombie movie, is it really gonna be a critic's favorite? But
Yeah,
surprised
true.
me. The audience score was the same, 77%,
Okay.
on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 3.8 out of 5, or a 7.6 out of 10. And what does Letterboxd have for us?
So Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. You already know our scores. Let's see if anyone else. Our buddy Josh, 3.5. Erica, 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Two chicks, 3.5. Anthony, 3.5. So kind of seeing, same kind of stuff. Wow, okay, what the fuck? Nathan from I Hope You Suffer, 0.5 star.
Come on. Did he leave a review?
No, he didn't know. Our buddy John, 3.5. Slashing Captain, 4 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 3.5. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
A lot of 3.5s, a lot of fours.
Yeah.
Pretty well received movie. Cool. All right, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
I'll let you take a sip of your water.
Oh, wow, you're so thoughtful.
I know, I know.
Gotta wash down the strong ass beer.
Has it gotten a Nanaimo taste yet?
No, it hasn't. It just tastes like a chocolate
That's
drink.
disappointing.
Yeah, kinda.
All right, how'd you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give the stunts like a 3 out of 10. I
Okay.
don't know. There's a lot of explosions and fire and gunshots, but nothing like really crazy. Yeah.
Favorite stunt?
Favorite stunt? Not much of a stunt, but I'll go with like just Andy just picking off all the celebrities. I thought
Okay.
was a good scene.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
One you'd
And
want to try.
this may be like kind of cheating, but I'll just like say trying to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Right.
Camp up in a mall, see what I would do in that situation,
Yeah. I mean, as morbid as it is, I think like it would have a sense of like entertainment to it. You know what I mean? Like obviously it would suck like immensely 'cause everybody's dead, like the world's dying. But I don't know, just not having any rules.
You know what I was just thinking? I don't think I would go to the mall.
Okay.
Because why would I go from, like, say, like Rockland or Prescott, where there's like, what, 6,000, 7,000 people, to a city that has hundreds of thousands of people?
That's a fair point.
I think I'll stay out here,
Okay, so maybe I would just go to Brockville and just hang out at Walmart.
I mean, no one goes to the mall anyway, so sure as hell the zombies aren't.
Yeah, but there's fuck all in that mall, man.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? Fucking go buy some clothes?
Where?
We got a new grocery store that just got put in there.
In
In the
the
mall?
mall? Oh, did
Yeah.
you?
We got like a fucking no-name grocery store.
Nice.
Just so Brockville needs a 17th grocery store.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah, that's a
What?
fair point though. Maybe stick to a smaller town.
Who would you?
All right, my stunt rating, I gave it a 5 out of 10. There's a lot of CGI in this one, but like the zombie actors I thought did a really great job with like their fucking craziness. The way they're jumping off of fences and like climbing all over the bus and stuff like that. And like, I don't know if they got Olympic athletes or what, but like these fuckers were fast, man. I don't know. Just every scene where there was like a zombie chase or like a zombie attack, I feel like they did a really, really good job. My favorite stunt, I'm giving big kudos to the dog who played Chips. When they lowered that little fucker down into this like pit of zombies and forced it to run across the street to deliver food to this guy, I don't know. I know it's kind of stupid, but I don't know. Give the dog his due, man. He did a good job.
All right.
Stunt I would want to try. I honestly think I would love playing a zombie in one of these movies.
Okay, yeah.
You just get done up in like this crazy ass fucking bloody makeup, and you can just act as psychotic as you want.
Okay, question for you. Would you rather be a fast zombie or a slow zombie?
I mean, I'm a fat guy, so I'm not going to be fast no matter what. If I could, I would want to be a fast zombie, though, for sure.
Yeah,
They're
okay.
just like, they're scarier, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'd be fun to just be one of these zombies and just wreaking havoc on a small group of people. It could be fun. All right. We can wrap this up. What are we watching for our next episode?
Alrighty. Well, it's a very long overdue movie.
Okay.
Maybe not for the reasons that you're thinking of.
Okay.
We'll be talking about 2020's Tenet.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, that's overdue. How are you gonna watch it? Because I have your copy of it.
I'll figure it out. Don't you worry.
All right. That's perfect. All right,
Yeah.
good. Give me a fucking excuse to finally watch this movie.
Exactly. And our first Christopher Nolan one on this podcast.
Wow, that's true, eh? Been doing this for a year and we haven't done a Nolan movie. Cool. All right. I'm excited. I've wanted to watch this since it came out. I borrowed your fucking 4K copy of it like 3 years ago. So, yeah. Good shit.
Yeah,
I
excited.
dig it. I dig it. All right. In the meantime, you guys can catch us on social media at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our backlog of episodes. We have some decent ones over the past year. And check out our horror podcast, a podcast on Elm Street, where we just dropped a two-part episode on The Haunting of Hill House for our October episodes. So, yeah, come back in a couple weeks where we'll be talking about Christopher Nolan's Tenet.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.
Bye.